Well, I guess since the session was out and all the legislators didn't have to be in Lansing, you took 2 weeks off and you're in the Caribbean somewhere, Kyle.
Yeah, God, isn't that great? Yeah, no, actually, I think I'm just on my front porch. I wish I was in Florida. I think half of Lansing was in Florida last week.
Well, that's the truth. Well, as we get back to work here, legislators are back in town. Wanted to get your take on your observation of what you witnessed with an almost government shutdown on a national level. What you thought as you watched that unfold?
Well, it kind of seemed like a mini 2007 here in Lansing, didn't it? I mean, we had gridlock between two parties that didn't appear to want to budge at all, two philosophical differences that in which both sides appeared to want to make a point. You had kind of the token issue of Planned Parenthood thrown into the mix, not really, you know, as far as a budgetary item, really a big deal, but something to get conservatives and Tea Party activists and those types of people all riled up and lathered up and put a face to what a budget shutdown would mean. You know, this is the issue that's going to shut down government, when really it's just something to rile up conservatives in the Tea Party base. And then, of course, in the end, they came to a deal, because nobody really wants to shut down government, because it doesn't. All it does is just make government and the people who are in it look inept. So, you know, it passed something that kind of gets them through. But I just kind of think about this. I mean, at the federal level, they're talking about the budget that's right now. I mean, this fiscal year, as opposed to the state of Michigan, where they shut down government for a budget that was just starting. We're in the middle of the fiscal year that these guys shut down. They just can't figure it out at all. And the difference also is that in the federal government level, they can run up a huge deficit, too. I mean, they don't have to balance the budget in a constitutional way like we do here at the state of Michigan. We have to have a balanced budget every year. Feds can just run up deficits every year, which they have been doing.
Isn't it interesting? It's like the government is going check to check, but instead of having the funding, they're borrowing the money, if you will, to keep functioning.
You know, it's just such a completely different mindset. I remember I was interviewing Mike Rogers a few months ago, too, and I asked, what would a balanced budget at a federal level look like? And, you know, he's talking in terms of, oh, well, in 5 years we can get done with the deficit and, you know, start tackling the debt. And I was like, well, no. What if we did it now, this year? And his eyes got big, like, are you kidding me? I mean, we really can't do that. It's just it's so strange, you know, that we've let government at the federal level gets so huge and so out of control that we can't even talk about making ends meet. You know, we talk in terms of how do we shrink the deficit as opposed to just eliminating it and start paying down our debt to China and Japan and all the other countries you owe money to.
And Kyle, when we look at the dysfunction and the inability of the federal government and our legislators to get their act in order when it comes to the budget, it reminds me of what Jennifer Granholm faced, and probably the opposite is going to occur with Rick Snyder and the legislators who are currently in charge.
Well, yeah, I mean, with the Republicans in charge of, at the state level here of both the Senate and the House and the governor's office, it is in their best interest to make the governor look as good as humanly possible, especially his first year. I mean, they do not have any interest in showing him up in any way or making him look inept or weak. And that's why I think that a lot of his budget programs and a lot of his ideas are going to get through, as opposed to doing what happened the last 4 years, where we had individual budgets by the governor, the Senate, and the House, and then they all crashed together in a violent, you know, triangle sometime in the middle of the summertime. They're actually getting together right now and trying to come up with their compromises. So maybe they can get a budget done by May 31st, like Snyder had asked, you know, once upon a time. And really, if they can pull that off, I mean, it really makes state government look good, because up to this point, I think the perception has been the state government is a train wreck and they just can't get their act together, you know, kind of like a mini federal government. But if they can, you know, if they can get, you know, something together, and it's probably going to be something nobody likes, you know, it makes them look really good.
You know, Kyle, a story that I find as your lead story in the MERS newsletter this morning, much is talked about that bridge being built from Detroit to Windsor. We hear constantly from the folks here in Michigan, but we don't hear much what they think over in Canada and where they're going to get the money for their end of the deal. And you talk about that today in the newsletter.
Yeah, you know, actually, that's kind of a funny deal because here in Michigan, we think about the new international trade crossing between Windsor and Detroit as, you know, something that we don't want to put any of our tax dollars to, because we don't really see how it could benefit. Of course, all the business groups here in Michigan want it because it helps trade and it helps move automobile and manufacturing parts between the two countries, and that's very important. But at the Canadian side, you know, we hear the yes spins on this. I mean, we hear the people who come over to say, yes, we really want it. Yes, our country's four square behind it. But we're hearing that is this government in Canada right now is fighting between conservatives and liberals, that there is a little question about, gosh, should we be spending all that money on an international bridge when we have our own infrastructure needs in our own country? There's one in particular in Quebec that they think may have some structural problems, and maybe we should be spending our $550 million on that as opposed to the one connecting Detroit and Windsor. But, you know, it was interesting. We were watching a YouTube clip of a debate in the Canadian, Congress or whatever they call it, Parliament. And somebody asked about why are we spending $550 million on Michigan's side of the budget. And the gentleman, the legislator, the member of the Parliament said, well, it's all going to be taken care of by toll revenue, so we're not really paying anything. It's going to be people paying at the tolls. So, you know, it was funny in that we keep hearing that we're never going to pay anything, and then on the Canadian side, they're telling their people they're not paying anything. So I guess somebody's paying something, Tony. I'm not quite sure who and when.
All right, finally, Kyle, before we let you go, another interesting story. You talk about how the Michigan Supreme Court opted over the weekend not to answer a certified question posed to it by a federal court in New Jersey regarding a products liability case concerning Ford Motor Company, and this is a decision that prompted a passionate rebuttal from a justice. Talk about that story.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting. You know, courts like to pose questions to each other every once in a while when there's a sticky issue or there's something they're unclear about in regards to a section of law they don't know much about. In this case, the federal government has a lawsuit in front of it at District Court in New Jersey about a products liability case. And they didn't get into too many of the details as to what the case was about, but they needed to get a question answered about state law, and for whatever reason, the justices decided not to answer that question. And some of the conservatives on the court were like, "Oh, what is our point then? I mean, why are we relegating? You know, the federal government is asking us a question. Why are we pretty much relegating our responsibility away? I mean, we're not sticking up for our laws and what could impact our business here. Ford Motor Company is a huge business here in Michigan, and we're not, you know, supplying the federal government with a law or understanding the law that could help them down the line. Why are we not doing this? It was a question that was left unanswered, and, you know, the justices speak through their decisions, and there was no real rebuttal on that. I found it kind of interesting.
All right, Kyle, we're going to get back in touch with you and get you on the program Thursday so we can focus more on what's going to be happening on the bill side of what's going on at the Capitol. Thanks so much for your time.
All right. Thanks, Tony.